Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Hey guys, what is up? We are finally back here talking everything AGT after a two-week hiatus, giving respect to the Black Lives Matter movement. But we're here today to dive in a little more to that. We've got a story that we're going to talk about, but we're also going to get into the acts. We're going to get into some news and gossip. We've got a lot to talk about. What I want to do first, though, is introduce Antoine Baines. He's a singer. He's an actor, MJ impersonator. I mean, we can already tell with the Thriller jacket that you have on right now.
Yes.
Give it up.
How you guys Antoine. Doing out there, man? I appreciate it. Rachel, as always, the introductions doesn't get any better than this. It's a pleasure to be back. I'm looking forward to talk all things AGT. Man, let's dive into it. I'm excited.
100%. And I'm Rachel Swindler, guys, reality TV lover. I was on a reality show, but I also lived in Vegas and a well-versed Vegas performer, actress, singer. So I love AGT. I love watching these different acts, and I'm so excited to dive into this. Later on, we're going to have a special segment where we're actually going to talk about our honorable mentions and our golden buzzers from week two and three that we weren't able to touch on. We've also got some really juicy news and gossip that Antoine's going to be delivering. So we will get into that and to the acts in just a little bit. But given the climate that we're in right now, Antoine, I just want to ask, how have you been? How have things been for you this past couple of weeks?
Well, Rachel, to be honest with you, it has been there's no words can describe, man. There's been protests. It's been, the world has changed, just not only in the United States of America, but across the globe. You got people in other countries that has taken notice to the movement. And I think it's become a global, just something that everyone is paying attention to because it's a sense of urgency. So with that being said, it's time to take action, and I've been one of those people who, amongst other individuals, who decided to do something about it. So it's been very interesting, and I feel positive things have came from it.
I agree. I'm glad you're on this panel, so I'm able to talk to you about this. It's very important to hear your voice. I definitely, I found myself when all of this started happening, I got so depressed because it was so difficult to understand that this actually happened to George Floyd. And then just to think back on your own life where you go, what have I done something to offend anybody in my past? I don't know. Being, not a person of color, I started to think back, well, have I done anything? I need to learn more. I need to educate myself more. I mean, I've always considered myself to be a very open, loving individual to anybody. It was nice for me to learn about the terminology or things that I didn't know about, implicit biases, systemic racism. So it's been a journey. I'm still learning, but I'm so happy that I feel like our country is going to a great place where we're going to see a lot of great change so that, we don't have to deal with this anymore. I mean, it should be a thing. We're in 2020. Racism shouldn't be a thing.
And to at least say something else about it, what makes it more powerful is that it's not just African-Americans and minorities that are in this these protests that are standing side by side. It's everyone, all walks of life, that is coming together and jointly making this thing move forward. And that is real progress that I see.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I'm definitely standing with you. I'm standing with the Black Lives Matter movement. 100%. I believe equality, equality for all.
There you go.
But I want to dive into our first topic, because this does have to do with Gabrielle Union, who was on the show last year, a Black woman who was fired from the show after just one season. Gabrielle Union, a very famous, beautiful, strong actress, she filed a discrimination complaint against NBC, Simon Cowell, Fremantle Media, and Psycho Entertainment. The complaint was closed after an investigation was conducted and found that her claims were untrue and that the concerns she raised had no bearing on the decision not to exercise the option on her contract. Mm-hmm. She claims that there were racist jokes and performances on set, discrimination based on sexual orientation, and excessive focus on females' appearances, including race-related comments. She claims also Simon Cowell was smoking on set, exposing her to secondhand smoke after she had given multiple complaints about it. She also says that the head of NBC, Paul Teledy, saying that she better watch out.
I'm Maria Menounos.
She claims a racist in the middle of an investigation about racism and discrimination. And then I just want to quote this from an article I saw as well. And this, I believe, is coming from her attorney. However, based on preliminary results in, of the investigators' findings, it is clear that there is systemic problems on AGT. Instead of taking union's complaints seriously and using them as a catalyst for real meaningful change, NBC, Fremantle, and Psycho seek to blame the victim union in order to maintain status quo. So, Antoine, what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts? I don't see how she could be lying about something like this at all, given the climate that we're in right now and how things have been covered up for years upon years.
This stuff like this has been going on. If it wasn't for social media, and this has been said repeatedly, you would never, most people wouldn't be exposed to it. Like, my perception of life is different from most people, because I'm an African American. Is some things may affect me, and if I'm standing next to a Caucasian, you may not think about it like that because your perception of life is not my reality. Your reality is different from mine. So what she experienced, obviously, if it bothered a person to make them speak out and actually be the whistleblower, then there was an issue or a huge problem that needed to be, taken care of more sensitively. You got to be sensitive when you're taking care of problems like that. You can't be, I think it was overlooked. I don't know if people actually took it seriously. Mm-hmm. And those are the issues that you run into when you're dealing with a big corporation like that, because it turns into a he say, she say.
Yep.
And when I look at Gabrielle Union case, that's exactly what I hear is, this is her side and this is the network. And then in the middle, you have the facts, but how would you know?
Yeah. And I think something to be told, I'm sure other people on the AGT set have experienced some type of racism, and is it worth losing their job over? Is it worth losing your job for Gabrielle Union when you really look at it? And I'm sure a lot of people, they're like, I don't stand a chance against these people. I mean, we see it all the time with, like rape cases, people not want to come forward because my voice won't be heard. I won't be believed because of the other party. So I see this as other people failing Gabrielle, in a sense of, I'm sure other people have experienced this, but they just don't want to speak out because they don't want to lose their job.
That's another point. I mean, think of Terry Crews. Terry Crews came out, and I forget what he was in the interview, and he spoke about it, but he should have just hushed. You know, he said some things that was just basically going against Gabrielle Union's argument when he had a case against Harvey Weinstein, and I guess someone had touched him, you know, inappropriately. And she spoke out, but it was to help him. She wasn't there. She couldn't verify if that actually happened to him or not, but her stance was behind. Like, if you felt uncomfortable, you feel uncomfortable. If I say something to you, Rachel, and you get offended by it, but I don't find anything wrong with it, who am I to tell you your comfort level?
Exactly. It's very true.
That's kind of, yeah.
Well, it's clear that there needs to be some type of change in this corporation and in NBC, you know, maybe putting more people of color in bigger decision-making positions so that everything is fair and that it's not just, you know, a certain race, you know, calling all the shots. It should be very well versed.
Right.
Especially in top positions. So I'll ask you the question, how should they go about this now, given that we're in the middle of a Black Lives Matters movement? They made a statement. They said that they stood with the Black Lives Matters movement. They posted that on their Instagram. And I believe that's when Gabrielle Union, she was like, well, then I'm going to sue them, because I'm not sure if directly that was after that, but she has chosen to sue. Because they found her findings to be not valid or backed up. So now she's going about suing them. How should they go about this? Should they settle this privately, or should they make a statement in support of Gabrielle Union right now? Like, how should they go about this?
I'm a big NFL. I'm a big sports watcher. I'm a ESPN Stephen A. Smith head, you know? So it's almost like she falls into the Kaepernick column, but not really. We're not the same level, but it's the same circumstances of the situation, which being people come behind you based on of what happened. Like, it's the reaction of things. They're not proactive, because if that was the case, the situation would have already been taken care of. But because that did not happen, now you have the Black Lives Matter movement, you had the George Floyd. Everyone is like a domino effect, like, I'm in support of, but it's almost like a bandwagon of people who wasn't necessarily in support of from the start. You know what I mean? Yeah. Social media been around for some time. So the best way to go about it, because if you give her job back, I don't think she'd take it. It'll probably be a public apology, not just any public apology. You may have to settle with you know, money. You might have to give an actual statement that just go beyond just your typical apology, because people get into the habit, especially people in power, they apologize, and not because they're sorry, they're apologizing because they got caught. That's the difference.
100%. Yep. You know, and so is it too little too late? Is this apology going to fall on deaf ears? I mean, I'm sure if I was Gabrielle Union, and I mean, I read in another interview that she did, this latest interview that she did, that she's just riddled with anxiety. I mean, just everything going on. And I'm sure with this case going on right now, it's just too much for her to bear or to handle. I mean, this is a lot to take on. You're going after a big corporation, and that's what a strong woman, that's how, that's just a testament to how strong and brave of a woman that she is. But I definitely think that they need to make a public apology. They need to do something to remedy this situation, or we could possibly not see ADT on the air. I mean, I given what's going on in this climate right now, we could possibly not see it on the air next
year.
That is a right. big one. I mean, it's a question to pose, though. It's a question.
Gotta hit my forehead on this one.
I know, and we love AGT. We don't want that to happen. But hey, then, you know, clean up your mess and make sure that you do what you need to do to remedy the situation the way that it should have been done the first time. So that's all I have to say about that. And, you know, again, I'm hoping for the best for the situation and that justice is served 100%. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the episode now. I'll start off. We had 10 acts perform, Antoine. Our first performer was Noah. He was a dancer, 12 years old. He was kind of sliding and jiving and popping and locking all over the place. This was the puppet boy, correct? Simon said, I got a feeling about you, which he says a lot. But Simon says, I got a feeling about you. You got that fire in your eyes. This boy got 4 yeses. What did you think of him?
I thought it was good. I mean, being 12 years old, it definitely shows that you have, you're definitely taking your craft seriously. I mean, it was typical moves. But I got to give him an E for effort because, I mean, like I said, being a kid, and it's no telling if he gets pushed forward like he did, it was a unanimous decision. I think his creative level would have to be pushed up again to the next level in order for him to succeed and to continue moving forward. So with that being said, I think he was all right.
Did you say E for effort?
Yeah, I gave him an E for effort. gave him an E for effort.
You're like, that's not even it. It's supposed to be F through A. And you said, I'm going to give him an E.
He gave him an E for effort, man.
Yeah. You know, there was a similar person. It reminded me of somebody who I will be talking about in my honorable mention. And that was, when I get to that person real quick, it was Frenchie Baby, who was in week 2. Mm-hmm. Who was popping and locking and doing a lot of similar stuff, but he's older, so he's a little more experienced. This one to me, and I didn't get into overall thoughts, this whole episode kind of disappointed me, to be honest with you. I wasn't impressed by a lot of acts last night that I've been in the previous weeks. And Noah was one of those acts for me. I thought he was just good. I didn't think he was anything to write home about. I've seen better. So that was my takeaway. He's still cute. It's still amazing for a 12-year-old to have that type of talent, but I feel like we've seen in previous seasons and we've seen thus far younger children who are around that age or close to that age who have a little bit more talent under their belt.
And that's my point. Like Frenchie Baby, was that the guy with the green hair, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So just imagine him being 12 years old and doing the same thing. And that's kind of where I stand with the younger audience when they're 12 years old, or at least the younger.
It was Frenchie Baby, by the way, Frenchie.
Frenchie Baby.
Yes.
It's because of their age to where we look at it and we go like, wow. If they were 33, 28, it'd be like, oh, okay, it's another dancer. But it's because it's cute. Frenchie Baby, I seen that too many times. Like I said, we had this discussion last season. I think it was Turf, was a guy in Las Vegas. Turf, he to me, after seeing Turf and a dancer like Turf, and for those who don't know, definitely look up Turf on YouTube. He takes the same dance styles and he takes it to the next level. Anytime when I watch AGT, I'm looking for the best. You got to bring your A-game, something that's spectacular. If you're a comic, we got to give you some type of leeway. But even then, you got to have some type of creativity with your platform. You got to add that to your act. So I wasn't impressed, but it was just, when I watched Noah, it was cool.
Yeah, 100%. The next act that we had, it was very brief. It was just a Janis Joplin tribute act, it seemed. It was just a band. It looked like a family band. They didn't talk about them at all. They just kind of set them up for the next act. So we don't really need to discuss it. I'm assuming that this is just a throwaway act and we won't be seeing this act really much after this because we got no type of backstory. And we all know that AGT is all about the backstory. So let's move on to the next act, which is Luca. And I might pronounce this incorrectly. Di Stefano. He is a singer, 19 years old from Italy. And he's saying, let's get it on, kind of sounded like Barry White. Four yeses. Antoine, what do you think of him?
I had to give him a yes, too. Anybody that can pull off Barry White or something similar to it, it's a fresh sound. It's something that you need to hear that is different from anyone else. And I believe his voice has that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was a shock. So that was really cool. But I wasn't, I was impressed, but I don't know. I still was just like, is this going to win AGT? No. So that's where I stood with that. But I still thought he was good. I mean, I love me some Barry White. So,
okay.
I do love Barry White. I did the show that I was in Legends in Concert, I did Barry White set. So I met a Barry White impersonator. And he would always come to the bar with us after after the show was over. And it was just the best time ever. And it was really funny to be like standing with this like humongous man and his deep voice. So
that's good.
I enjoyed it. Our next act, which I'm curious to know how you felt about this act. This was Simon's Golden Buzzer, who he tweeted last night about and introduced America to his Golden Buzzer. So clearly very proud of his decision. Waffle NYC, which means dancers, we are family for life entertainment. In Brooklyn, New York, they've been friends for 10 plus years. They were dancing on subways. They lived in dance centers, underprivileged upbringing. Spoke about one of their friends getting shot recently. Just a really bad area they lived in. What did you think of them, Antoine?
Trying to remember. I watched both episodes back to back.
So they had like, they were doing like one-handed flips. They were doing like tons of different things. I mean, they were literally, they were like,
you know what?
Dancing.
I got it.
They were
I got
flipping.
It.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. To me, they were besides the, it was a son, it was a father and son dancing. Besides the father and son dancing, I thought they were the most in sync, like dancers that I've seen on that show. Yeah. So they actually deserve the Golden Buzzer. It's because it's a lot of times, especially with Simon and a few other judges, they kind of slap that button a little too fast. And I kind of think, is it really because of the talent or the talent connected to the story? But I think those guys definitely deserve the Golden Buzzer. They was really gifted.
They were one of my favorite acts of the night. I only really liked about maybe two acts last night that I really, really liked. And they were one of them. I really loved their story. It really touched me. I thought the audience was going absolutely insane over them, which is something I took note to because they were really, really, really enjoying it. So I think they're going to go pretty far. Our next contestant that we had was Nolan Neal out of Nashville, Tennessee. He is a singer and, he talked about how his father had committed suicide. Just basically called him and told him that that was happening and then found out the next day. He got really addicted to drugs and alcohol, went to New York. The label dropped him because he was so messed up. He's a recovered addict and he sang a song called Lost that he wrote about people who feel lost for the things they've done. He got a standing ovation. Sophia was personally very touched because addiction runs in her family. An astounding four yeses. Antoine, what did you think?
I loved it. I loved it. Especially when it's your own song. It's definitely different when you put that together. It shows your true talent, your writing ability. And I think that was a perfect example of a true performance, not just singing someone else's song, but it actually came from the heart. So with that being said, and to pick yourself up after going through something like that, again, I don't always shine to stories because everyone has one. However, to pick yourself up, that is a sign of a true champion. And the standing ovation was well-deserving.
Yeah, I enjoyed him too. I mean, you know, not to get personal myself, but like I've been through a lot of stuff myself, and I'm the type of person, I will beat myself up until the cows come home or whatever that expression is. So immediately when he like said what the song was about, it made me cry instantly. So I enjoyed him too. He had a very great voice, especially when he hit some of his high notes. They were very clear. They weren't like screamy because he had a bit of a raspy voice, but I really enjoyed his high notes. So amazing job. Yeah. We love you, Nolan. But speaking of love, I just want to go ahead and give a shout out to all of our listeners and all of our viewers out there listening to us with AfterBuzz TV. We love you guys. If you are listening, give us those 5 stars. If you are watching on YouTube, give us the thumbs up. Leave your comments, your concerns, your criticism, your love. We love hearing from you. You're the reason why we're the ESPN of TV talk. And we love you guys. You keep us going. So
you do. Yeah. I'm actually on live chatting with you guys now. So.
Oh, you are on the live chat. What are they saying? Yeah. Anybody saying anything?
Rachel, it's all about you right now. I got to give it to you, man. You have a lot of fans on here.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What are they saying?
Like, oh my goodness. Yes, Rachel.
Are you lying?
No, I am so serious. Let me actually, this is ridiculous, but, this says Rachel's in the house. I think his name is, John Wilson. Am I right, saying it right? Give me the thumbs up. Oh, that's John? Okay.
I'm sorry.
was that, you know him, John?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Or no, Gene, I'm sorry. I thought it was an old Gene, baby. I'm sorry, Gene.
All right. Well, we love you, Gene. Yeah. Just whenever people start, let me know, like if they start talking, they have any criticism, if they have an opinion about one of the acts, let us know, because we guys, if you have an opinion on any of the acts, let us know who you liked, who you didn't like. We love hearing from you, and we'll give you a shout out on air. So yes, let us know. I will go into the next act. Fang Lee, who played the ukulele. I'm going to be straight up honest. I did not like this at all. It hurt my ears. I thought he was talented. I will never take away from how talented people are, but it kind of hurt my ears. And quickly, what did you think, Antoine?
I didn't too much care for it. It's the difference between singing and shouting and yelling. I think he was doing everything from the last two, shouting and yelling. And I thought, you know, being the competition that AGT is, the quality could use better competition. So I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Let's see if you agree with me on the next one. Christine Hurley, the 55-year-old comedian with 5 children, wasn't able to pursue her career until her kids got older. And now here she is at the ripe age of 55, going on America's Got Talent. What an inspiration. She got 2 yeses and 2 noes. What would you have given her? Would you have given her a yes, or would you have given her a no?
Let's face it, man. Simon that's not the Simon we all love to fear. Simon has definitely softened up through the years. So it being the show that it is today, I would have given her a 3rd yes, because I've seen talent that were a lot worse went through. So taking that under consideration, I would have at least, because the story, I mean, AGT is all about the platform and it's all about the story. You got to have both, but I would at least give her a 3 yeses, maybe 1 no.
I would have definitely given her a 3rd yes. People mess up. I mean, that was like one of her first times being on like a massive stage like that. Do I think she would have gotten much farther than the first round? I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. But I do think she deserved a 3rd yes. My boyfriend, who has 3 children, was cracking up laughing the whole time. So I know she's funny. And I thought she was funny too. So I would have given her a yes. I thought she was great. But unfortunately, Christine was not moving forward. But the next act that I'm going to talk about is moving forward. And that was Olox, a performing duo from the Arctic of Siberia, who only got internet 3 years ago, but they now live in Los Angeles, California. Okay, so so much to go through with this act, though. Their outfits, as first as they come out, were gorgeous. I had no idea what was going to happen. This is something I have never, ever seen before in my life. Simon said, I like acts that I'm going to remember. This is definitely an act you are going to remember. Gloria says, Antoine, what did you think?
It wasn't memorable for me. Although I do recall the act, it was cool. Again, I don't know how. Okay, so I'm gonna be honest, man. I gotta stop trying to be politically correct. Rachel, look, as I'm watching this show, especially the acts that we just mentioned, and this one included, I auditioned. Okay. Me, yeah, seeing that, I have motivation that I would have cleaned up, okay? And yeah, I'm not saying it, that I don't think I would have made it. Like, I don't think that I would have won, but I saw myself a quarterfinal. So me saying that, I have to say that they were just okay. They were okay.
Yeah, I mean, I respect them and their, you know, where they come from. And this was her first time singing English. And I thought it was... I thought it was really cool what he did under that mask. I mean, I couldn't see him. It would kind of creep me out or whatever, but he was like holding this like bass line or this note or doing crazy things. I don't think they're going to go far, but it was a nice wow shock factor for the audience, exactly. I think that that's all that was. but let's go on to Ashley Marina. And she's a singer, 12 years old. She was before that act, Olaf, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But Simon said she picked the wrong songs. Mm-hmm. And they said they were too karaoke. So they sent her backstage and told her to come back. And we've seen this done before. They've done this with other acts before. They told her to come back, sing another song. She comes back. She says, I don't like any of the songs I was doing. So I'm going to sing a song that I wrote about my dad. And when that happens, the tears start flowing, the audience standing ovation, the judges standing ovation, and three yeses are given because, unfortunately, Heidi was out sick. Quickly, because we only have about 6 minutes left, so we've got to hurry on through this very quickly. What did you think?
I thought it was cool. However, I felt like the performance that we were talking about previously, that she only had two yeses, two noes, again, This young lady was given a second chance because of song choice. That did not happen with the lady that was 55. So
very true.
I just say it was cool, but I leave it at that, Rach. I leave it at that.
Yeah, I thought she was really great. She definitely sounds younger, a bit nasally, but I will say I was impressed by her beautiful long notes that she held. And she I'm looking forward to seeing what she does next. I actually thought there was nothing wrong with her first song, but I mean, but I understood the relatability factor with the last one that she did. All right. And quickly, Brett Loudermilk from North Carolina. This was my favorite act of the night, to be honest with you. I thought it was freaking hilarious. Sophia made it even better with how ridiculous she was acting, because I probably would have acted that same exact way. At one point, Howie, Simon up, three swords coming out, another sword just like going down rigged. I mean, I'm like, I don't know if I'm mixing my words up. What did you think, Antoine? Did you like this act?
You know, and that's the guy that Terry Crews came out and helped, right?
I'm not sure. I think all the judges went up and helped at one point.
Okay. It was him and it was someone else, but those are Vegas acts. When you think of AGT, you gotta think crazy, psychotic, off the wall, and they don't always have to be that way. But I have to say that watching this was Vegas-y for me.
Yeah. Brett Loudermilk was definitely my favorite act of the night, so I'm really excited to see what he does, because he is by definition a Vegas act. So
Yeah.
He was great. I want to quickly get into our special segment and then into our news and gossip. So very quickly, I want to just say our special segment, we're just going to say what our honorable mentions are from week 2 and 3. And then also just briefly talk about the Golden Buzzer winners. My week 2 honorable mention was, I've already talked about him. It was Frenchie Baby. He is a Bay Area dancer. Family was super religious, locked him out. I thought his performance was kick-ass. He got 4 yeses. So that was one of my favorites. I also want to say Osama Siddiqui. He was a comedian. Muslim. I loved his humor, how he just took from his culture and made it his own. So those are my 2 because I couldn't decide. What were your 2 on? What was your honorable mention from week 2?
Okay, so I'm gonna go with the Bello sisters. Mm-hmm. To me, I think they were amazing. I think their goal was to get their father to perform with them in Vegas, and if they keep working like they are, that will definitely come true. And my second honorable mention is myself. It's because next year I'm taking it all down. And let me give a shout out to Antoine Banks. What up, though?
I like it. I love the confidence. The Golden Buzzer week 2 was Roberta. I think it's Bataguila. I'm not sure. I'm probably saying it incorrectly. I apologize. But 10-year-old from Toronto who sang Shallow by Lady Gaga. She was great. I truly deserve that she deserved the Golden Buzzer. This is Sofia Vergara's Golden Buzzer winner. So that was the Golden Buzzer. Do you remember her? Did you like her?
I like her. I don't think she, is that the lady that was that had a little son?
No, this was a young 10-year-old girl.
Yeah, I don't think she was Golden Buzzer worthy. I thought she was good, but not Golden Buzzer worthy. I think the fact, because she can sing and you add that with her age, that's what gave it a Golden Buzzer.
Okay, well, moving on to week 3, very quickly, I just want to see honorable mention. I put the Resound singers. There were 3 singers that sang harmonies. They were my favorite. And then also Selena Graves, who is one of my good friends, who sang, and I thought she was amazing as well. Of course, I'm going to support my friend. What were your honorable mentions for that week?
I want to give a shout out to the 80-year-old comic. I can't think of his name right now. But
yeah, he was great.
He was good. It took a lot of courage, and he started off dry, but at the end he cleaned up. So shout out to him. And my second one, I would have to go with look at here, me again. Give a shout out to Antoine Banks, because next year we on and popping.
I love it. The Golden Buzzer winner was Christina Ray, who sang "Gimme Shelter." I think that was the lady that you were talking about first. Yeah, I thought she was great too. So very much Golden Buzzer worthy as well. I mean, so 100% agreed with that. I want to get quickly into our news and gossip because I know we don't have a lot of time right now. So Antoine, hit us with that news and gossip.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, Heidi, I think that's her name, right? The judge?
Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum. She actually fell sick with fever and other comical illnesses such as sore throat. They end up getting Modern Family's Eric Stonestreet to replace her. Now you have 2 Modern Family members on the panel, and you have Heidi out. Now the question rises to, you know, just simply this: will AGT continue to be? Now the live shows, Simon has confirmed that they will not be with audience. Mm-hmm. However, with the judges such as Heidi still getting sick, would a show like AGT continue? Because the integrity of the show thrives from live studio audience.
I mean, it's definitely going to be a challenge. I've been reading around that people are actually, production companies are looking to add in audience sound bites in order to give the performers a feeling that there are people there. I also beg to think that they could social distance their audience. I don't understand why they couldn't just social distance them so that they have a feeling of them in there. And also, I don't know, was it reported that Heidi Klum got better? She's fine now, correct?
This was just as of 8 hours ago that she was still sick. Okay. They gave her the COVID-19 test and the results were negative, but they're trying to figure out what exactly are caused her illness.
Okay. Well, I have a feeling they're just going to, they'll probably end up replacing her if, you know, if she's continuously getting sick, because even if she doesn't have COVID, we don't want to chance anything. But all right. Thank you, Antoine. Thank you for the news and gossip. And thank you guys for listening here with us. I know we had a lot to cover this evening, so I felt like I was a crazy person talking really fast, but I wanted to cover everything as much as possible. We missed 2 weeks, so we wanted to give you as much as we could. Antoine, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Simply Different 87. That's my Instagram, Simply Different 87. www.antoinebayness.com. That's the website.
All right. And I'm Rachel Swindler. You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin. Shout out to our live chat. We love interacting with you guys. And be sure to check back in with us next week. Until next time, AGT family, we love you and have a great night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.